Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this update of local and state news. An Anchorage man has been sentenced to over a decade in prison for selling huge quantities of a powerful prescription opioid. The U.S. Attorney's Office announced yesterday that a federal judge has sentenced 36-year-old Sprisim Alimi to more than 11 years in prison. Last year, Alimi pled guilty to possession with intent to distribute large quantities of oxycodone. The U.S. Attorney's Office says a search warrant on different properties tied to Alimi turned up more than 4,000 pills, estimated to be worth about $150,000. Officials also confiscated a Dodge Viper, firearms, and $90,000 in cash. Investigation also found that Alimi would sometimes conduct drug transactions through a credit card machine at his automotive business in Anchorage. A 38-year-old Wasilla man is being held without bail on the death of a woman at Big Lake. Alaska state troopers say Anthony Smith was arrested yesterday on suspicion of first-degree murder and the death Monday of 37-year-old Amy Smith of Wasilla. The state labor department expects continued job losses in Alaska this year, but at a more moderate level than earlier in the recession. Economist Caroline Weibold tells the Associated Press it appears the depth of the recession is diminishing. Weibold writes in a new labor department report that total employment is forecasted to decline by 0.5% this year, compared to declines of 1.1% last year and 1.9% in 2016. Scientists have deciphered DNA of an infant who died in Alaska about 11,000 years ago, revealing the best look yet at the genetics of the ancestors of today's native peoples of the Americas. The achievement reported today let researchers estimate the timing of key events in the ancestral history of today's Native Americans and indigenous peoples of Canada and Central and South America. And services have not yet been scheduled for Michelle Ridgway, the Juneau woman who died after a single vehicle accident at 22 Mile Glacier Highway on Friday afternoon. Ridgway was a marine scientist who traveled to the bottom of the Bering Sea in a submersible and advocated for preserving cruise ship wastewater standards among her various activities. Brother Mark Ridgway says he's most proud of Michelle's work with school kids in the Pribilof Islands.
Well, she's been helpful in making policy and decisions at very high levels. I think her most important achievement, me personally, is that there's a lot of kids out there who have a greater appreciation of the world they're in because she was around.
Ridgway was remembered by others as a hard-charging personality who was fiercely independent. She was 54 years old. Weather forecast for the capital city calls for rain continuing through tonight and tomorrow. Low tonight about 35 degrees, high tomorrow about 40 degrees, maybe some snow mixed in with that rain tomorrow night.